Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Charmaine?
Who's calling?
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim.
Sorry, what's that?
So I'm calling in regards to like, the Scottish redress claim, the abuse shore in care.
Oh, no. I think I might have clicked on that by accident.
Right, okay. So was you not like in any care or residential school or anything like that?
I was in foster care from 14 to 16.
Yeah. And did you suffer any type of abuse during your time in care?
Not really, no.
Okay. So obviously if you're saying not really, then, you know, if you do think there was, then obviously a claim can be made. The average refund at the moment is between like £42,000 and £68,000.
I just don't know how I would prove any of it if it did, you know, like, it wasn't like sexually abused or anything like that,
no.
To be fair.
No,
I did feel let down by the system.
Yeah. You don't need to be, you don't need any proof of anything, like, you know, if you experienced it, and you say that that's what you experienced, and that's what, obviously, like you say, that's what happened to you, then nobody's going to call you a liar or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, like, say it's your choice, if you do feel like you don't want to go, it's not a problem, I'll just get it updated now, but if you do feel like you do experience some type of abuse...
I mean, what does the whole thing entail? I mean, to be honest, I don't know is there anything I would need to do?
No, so basically all we'd need you to do is sign some documents saying that you're happy for us to make the claim on your behalf. And we'd like contact the local authorities and get all of your documents and things like that for you. We do the claim, like basically the full claim for you.
Well, it sounds like I've got nothing to lose, so,
yeah.
I mean, okay.
Oh. No worries. So obviously, like I said, you just need to make sure like your details are down correct and whatnot. So I've got your name as Charmaine McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just confirm your date of birth?
31/12/1979.
So 31/12/1979?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best email address that I've got on the system, just one moment, sorry, is charmainemcdonald2017@gmail.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. And...
Because, I mean, when I went into care at 14, and then I was pregnant by 15, and then I got ejected at, like, 16, and then that was just it. So, I mean,
yeah.
Everything that bad that happened to me was when I was obviously in foster care.
No, absolutely. So what I'll do is I will take those details in one moment. I just need to make sure that the basic details on the system are taken first of all, sorry, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So can you just confirm your current door number and postcode?
Yeah, it's 54. So
yeah.
It's block 5, flat number 4, and it's EH164GZ, so that'd be Golf Sewer.
Perfect, and that's Matthew Street, is it?
That's correct, yeah.
And is it flat 4, number 5, Matthew Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. Just one moment, sorry, I just got her into this onto the system.
No worries.
Right. Would you have been known by any other names when you was younger, growing up and things like that?
No, I've got a middle name, which is Martha.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes used and sometimes not.
I will put it just in case, like you say, because in case you did put it on one of your files, you know, obviously when we're trying to locate it, it will obviously help. And just one moment, I just need to add one more thing on the system as well. So yeah, you said obviously you was 14 years old when you went into foster care, so that would have been around 1993, 94. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
94. Yeah. And you was in there for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know where it was that you was? Was did you go into like a home or did you go into a specific like foster parents?
I had a foster parent out at New Cree Call, but I can't remember the exact address.
No, that's fine. Just hold on one moment. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie. What area was it that you was that obviously you was being fostered in?
In Edinburgh. It was an area called New Craig Hall.
Yeah. So did you have foster parents, did you, sorry, as well?
Yeah, it was just one foster parent. Her name was, what was her name? Brenda?
Brenda?
Yeah. And I think the last name was either Donoghue or Donoghue, I can't remember.
From 14 for about 2 years. So if you can just tell me a little bit about kind of what you experienced at the time then.
So when I went in, I was 14. I met someone who was 23. I ended up pregnant, and then at 16 I was asked to leave, and so I did that.
Yeah, sorry, just one moment, because I've just, I've just closed down the page by accident with the form one, so if you can just give me one moment, I just need to re-enter the details on the system.
No worries, technology's
sorry
great when it works. All right.
Literally just put the wrong button, but from what you said there, by the sounds of things, it should definitely have obviously a case for that anyway. Obviously, if he was 23 years old, and there has been some form of neglect during your time in the home for you to be, you know, obviously, being with somebody that age.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it didn't work out, but, you know, it was, it was a pinnacle part of my life.
Yeah, and sorry, can you just confirm your date of birth again? Did you say the 31st of the 12th?
Yeah.
What year was it?
1979.
Sorry, I've just got to re-enter all of this now. It won't be a moment for you. Yeah. So obviously you said you was around 14 years old when you moved in there.
Yeah.
Started seeing a man who was around 23 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sorry, then you just explain a little bit more from there, sorry.
So what happened was I ended up pregnant at 15 and was asked to leave at 16. So I wasn't really supported in any way, you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they knew that you was in a relationship with him at the time then, and obviously got you pregnant and things like that.
Sorry?
Did the foster family and say, like, you know, the people who put you into foster care, like, the people who organised that, did they know that, like you said, you was pregnant at the time and stuff then, and obviously was in a relationship with this man at the time?
Yeah, everybody knew.
Yeah. Just for a moment then. And then you said, obviously, when you were 16 years old, they just kind of just left you to your own devices to go out and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I turned 16, basically, it was, you need to get a house, you need to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't wanting to get my child, so I ended up in a flat with a cooker, a bed, and a couch, and a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no aftercare, there was no anything. It was just, there you go, that's it.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah, and I've been playing a minute about that was quite a time.
Yeah. My
So it was from the age of 14 to 16 as well, weren't it? 1993
yeah.
to 1994. Yeah. Just one moment for me, sorry, just got to put all this onto the system.
That's no worries.
Just so you're aware as well, when we do make these claims, it's not like we just put you in straws or anything like that. If the solicitors do accept the case and do you feel like, you know, there was a level of, like, say, neglect by, say, like, the foster family or even, like, the local authorities who placed you into the house to begin with, then we'll be looking at getting some money back. I know, obviously, it's not just about the money and things, but the average refund is anywhere from, like, £42,000 to £68,000 at the moment.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think so. Just need to make sure, obviously, the details we've got down in the system are all correct as well now. So, just one moment, sorry. So we literally just got a new system this morning, so it's still very new trying to figure out how to enter the details on it and things like that. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any type of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No.
No, perfect. And just to confirm as well, if anything was to happen to yourself, we would want to put down like a beneficiary, somebody who they would obviously be able to receive the money, but also somebody who can confirm that kind of you are who you say you are, and you know, you was in foster care during this time and things like that. Do you know who would you like us to put down as that?
Oh, I've not been touched with anybody from back then.
It's just like something like a, you know, anybody who can just, yeah. Just anybody, like, it doesn't need to be somebody who knew that you was in care at the time, just somebody who can confirm that you are, you say you are, basically, yeah.
Yeah, would my partner do, or...
Yeah, no, your partner would be fine, yeah. What's their name?
So, it's Scott Matthew.
And would you have his number to hand, or should I just put your number down for now?
I just put my number down.
Yeah. I mean, touch wood, you know, I hope nothing is going to happen to you in the next year or so anyway.
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it should be fine anyway, shouldn't it? There shouldn't be no need for it regardless, but... yeah, no worries, just one moment, sorry. So, basically, I think I have got most of the details that we need. Now, just to confirm, obviously, I know you was 14 at the time of going in. Can you just confirm your mother's and father's names?
I don't know my father's name, I've never known that, but my mother's name is Catherine Ann Betts, formerly McDonald.
Yeah.
She spelt it different, she spelt it M-A-C rather than M-C like I do.
Yeah. No worries. No. Just one moment, perfect. Yes, but it seems like that's everything we need as well, I'm just going to double check. Yeah. And would you know what your address was before you was placed into care, or would you not be 100%, or...?
Before I went into care? Sorry, it was such a long time ago. I can't remember.
No. Don't worry about it, because what I don't want to do is put something down and then it's the wrong address anyway, because that might stop us actually finding your files, you know what I mean?
I don't want to say oh, it's definitely that when it might not have been.
Yeah, and then
that,
it's not.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, like I said, we've got most of the details now from yourself. So thank you for obviously taking the time and discussing this with me as well. Basically, in order for us to make a claim now, all we do need is a proof of ID from yourself. So a picture of like a driver's license or a passport or something like that.
I've got a passport, but it's not valid, I'm afraid.
Is it out of date, is it?
It's out of date, yeah.
Right. Do you have a driver's licence or a bus pass or something like that?
I've got a bus pass, aye.
Yeah.
I've got an NEC card.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If you can take a picture of your bus pass for me and also just a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
I've got that.
Yeah, so if you can just send them over now, I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp.
2 seconds, let me just... Oh, aye.
Yeah. If you can just send me a picture of both of them, and whilst you're sending that, I am just going to get the form sent over for you as well.
So I sent the bus car.
Yeah, that's perfect, thank you.
One second, I'm just looking for my counseling pass or something.
But it's for the letter, it does need to be dated within the last 3 months.
I've got one from January, that's my rent.
Yeah, that's perfect, yeah.
So I sent that as well.
Yeah, issue 26th of January, that's perfect, thank you. So, yeah, all that's left now, basically, is I've just sent a letter, a form for you to sign as well. It will just give us, like, the authority to contact the Scottish Redress Scheme and obviously get, you know, all your documents off them. As well as that, though, it will just discuss our fees as well. So just so you're aware, we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. In any successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, if you can just open up your text for me. You should have just received
I'm
a text
on the page now.
Yeah.
Do I just need to sign the bit at the bottom?
Yeah, so you just sign the bit at the bottom and then click the blue box that says execute all. I do just need to make you aware as well, just kind of like something that I have to say, that there is 3 ways that you can make a claim. You can do it yourself without a solicitor if you wanted. You can use a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 from the government to do this claim, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, as we've just discussed.
I'll just do it through you, it sounds easier.
Yeah, not a problem. It's just, we do just need to make you aware of that, that's all. But yeah, so if you just sign inside that white box at the bottom of the page, then all
it's
you've got to do...
It's not my best signature, but it's still me. Do I just press execute all documents? Is that...
Yeah, just click that blue button that says execute all, yeah, that's it.
That's that done. It says signing complete.
Yeah, so I'll just double check on my end now as well, just one moment. Brilliant. Yeah, so that should be everything for now, to be completely honest. So what we're going to do now is we're going to send those forms off to the Scottish Redress Claim. It does take around 12 months in total for these claims, so we'll obviously update you if there is any, you know, if there is any updates along the way as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect, no worries. If you do have any questions, feel free just to obviously give me a message on WhatsApp like you have, or give me a call on this number, and I will obviously get back to you as soon as I am off the call. But other than that, obviously, thank you for taking the time and discussing this with me today as well.
Thank you. I mean, I don't think I'll have a claim or anything like that.
No worries. Well, like you say, obviously, it's definitely worth, I will send it over to the solicitors so they can discuss it and have a look for you. I mean, at the end of the day, like you say, with you being, you know, 14, 15 years old at the time, obviously, like you say, there is people like your foster family and the government who was involved, who placed you there and things like that, like social services and things like that. They should have, like, been trying to intervene or at least ask questions and things, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense. Today it makes sense, but back in the day, it never, you know, it was just...
No,
that's how
no, of course, completely understand that, like I said, but we just got to, like, look at it from that kind of perspective, you know, when you are looking to make a claim.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll do our best anyway to try and, like fight side in regards to it and try and get you as much as we possibly can back as well. But if we do have any more updates or anything like that, then we will obviously make you aware at the time, okay?
Okay, All right, thank you so much.
Brilliant. No worries, and you have a lovely day. Thank you.
And you, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.